A suspicious airborne object shot down. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, over the U.S. territorial waters of northern Alaska.
Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder says this object was shot down at 1:45 p.m. Eastern Time in U.S. airspace off the northeast coast of Alaska near the border with Canada. Because it was deemed a threat, partly because it was flying at 40,000 feet, dangerously close to the altitude of some commercial airliners.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says they don't know yet where it came from. The search for debris from the shootdown continues on frozen Arctic waters. The Atlantic search for the remnants of the Chinese spy balloon shot down a week ago paused for the weekend because of rough seas. But searchers say they have pinpointed the location of the payload from that balloon, and they say it's mostly intact. Customs and Border Protection Friday evening reporting the encounters with illegal migrants at the U.S. southern border in January, totaling just over 156,000. That's a little less than half of December's numbers, but higher than the same time a year ago. CBP also reports a 700% increase in Chinese nationals attempting to cross in the last quarter. The president of the union representing Border Patrol agents says that's very concerning.
What we're seeing with the Chinese, they're crossing everywhere. They're crossing across the entire southwest border from San Diego to Tucson all the way to the Rio Grande Valley. They're not just concentrating in one area, and that means that they're working with all of the cartels. That means that China is involved with every single one of the cartels, and that is a very, very scary issue.
That's Brandon Judd of the National Border Patrol Council on Fox's Hannity. In Chicago, police believe they have solved the shooting in December that left two teenagers dead outside a Chicago high school and two other teens wounded. A 16-year-old boy has been arrested and charged with two counts of murder and two counts of attempted murder. Prosecutors plan to try him as an adult. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden will travel to Europe later this month to visit with one of Ukraine's neighbors.
Ahead of the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, President Biden will travel to neighboring Poland.
Wouldn't it be great if the president didn't have to make a trip around a one-year anniversary of a war that never should have started? Sadly, that's where we are, and he wants to make sure that he's sending that strong message, not only of the United States resolve, but the international community resolve.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the visit from February 20th to the 22nd will include meetings with the Polish president and leaders of the Bucharest Nine, representing nations on NATO's eastern flank. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A spokesman for former Vice President Mike Pence says an invited FBI search of his home has found one additional document with classified markings on it. Lawyers for former President Trump have, in recent months, reportedly turned over to federal investigators additional documents with classified markings. A relative of civil rights icon Emmett Till has filed a lawsuit decades after his lynching.
Patricia Sterling of Jackson, Mississippi, is attempting to compel the current LaFleur County Sheriff to serve an arrest warrant to the white woman who accused 14-year-old Emmett Till of making improper advances toward her in 1955. The lawsuit alleges had Carolyn Bryant not made false claims that Till assaulted her, the teen would not have been tortured and murdered in the Jim Crow era South. Outrage over Till's lynching helped spark the civil rights movement. Bryant is now in her 80s and living in North Carolina. Carolina. She has not commented on public calls for her prosecution. Tom Graham, Fox News.
About a dozen more rescues Friday from earthquake-ravaged Turkey and Syria. It's estimated 80,000 people have been hurt. Nearly 24,000 are confirmed dead. Millions have been left homeless. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.